This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. Can you imagine two of me? Some people just went, ugh. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do really appreciate the time you guys spend with us. You know, I know there's a whole bunch of other shows that you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, which, I don't know. I think it shows me how high your IQ is, but what can I tell you? Anyway, let me see. Kind of a slow news day, right? Okay. Yeah, the indictments were handed out, and all of you who thought Trump was going to take a nosedive...
No! Wrong!
That's right. It was incorrect. No, seriously. Trump was going to be wrapped up in a scandal and all this, and it's like, come on, give me a break. And what they went after, I think, yours truly... Okay, not the smartest guy in the room, but wasn't even the purview of the investigation, right? They're supposed to be looking into collusion between Trump and the Russians, right? So, you know, I'm looking today at the headlines when it first hit. And first off, you know, we've got something, we've got some question. How did this get leaked? How did the information get out there? Right? Because it was under wraps. Somebody broke their oath. And I love it. The news sources on the left, oh my God. So here's the headlines from the news sources on the left. Ex-Trump campaign advisor pleads guilty. Manafort indicted for conspiracy and money laundering. Trump advisor lied about Russian dirt. I mean, do you realize they're going to have like 200 of these on Hillary Clinton alone, on her lies? But you'll never find those in mainstream. The other thing you can't find in any mainstream post or print, not a collusion charge to be found. You won't hear that, though, will you? Seriously. Because there isn't any collusion. And most of them can't even tell you what the heck collusion means. So this is, I mean, seriously, this is a joke. This was a waste of time, money, effort, aggravation. The charges that were brought against Manafort could have been brought by the FBI if they wanted to. If there's something what they want to look at. You didn't need a special investigator to get this information. Right? It infuriates me. And it never stops. You know, it just never stops. And I think they're starting to get nervous now. I really do, because what have you got now? You're going to get closer and closer to Hillary, right? You're going to get Podesta. Look what's happening there. Right? It's not going to stop. I so much want to beat this point home. There is no, okay? No, none, zip, niente, nothing. There's no collusion. And what is, again, I ask, what is collusion? You know a Russian? Do you know, if you know a Russian, were you colluding? If you knew a Russian and you said, hey, you know, I'm voting for Trump, I can't stand Hillary, and the Russian says, yes, she is a very bad person. That means what? You got information? Now you're colluding, I guess. I don't know. And Trump was right. He did it again today. Right? Trump, he slammed Manafort's indictment as an irrelevant to the Russian probe. Why aren't they looking? See, this is just going to go on. And this is where I part ways big time with Donald Trump. Put a special investigator on every one of these issues. Every single one of them. They want to clear things up. If the left wants things to be right, they want to clear things up. Not a problem. Not an issue for Joe. We'll just put a special investigator in every one of these. We'll get them cleared up in the next year or two. I hate to tell you guys, though. I still feel the same way. She will never go to jail. Nobody's going to put a 70-plus-year-old woman to jail. You'd have rioting in the streets, okay? I don't know what you could do to make her pay for what she's done and the damage she's done and the nasty she's done. It's above my pay grade. I'm just like you. Look it. I'm just out there every day making ends meet, trying to do the right thing for me and my community, my family, and what have you. I'm just like you guys are. Don't be one of those Facebook warriors who is an expert at everything and can barely figure out how to balance their checkbook. Not good. When you read the special indictment, and I did, how boring was that, right? When you read the indictment, and it's supposed to be a probe into meddling in the 2016 election, and you go through all the little bits and pieces, there's very little about it. I mean, there's truly very little about the 2016 election. Instead, we've got stuff going back to 1999 on money that was moved around, money laundering. That's what we're seeing in your house. Maybe Kimberly Marin can help me figure this out, because I'm just so lost with all of this. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. I am. I don't know if you are. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, for some of you, all 16 of you who hang around for the show, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You can respond up on the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room, all kinds of stuff. Smarter people than I in that chat room for sure. And then on Facebook as well, you can follow us there. Not just follow us there, but you can actually become part of a larger group that I don't even know if they listen to the show. I know they get together and they have a good time. And no, seriously, I think it's almost like they're out having a picnic together. I really don't care what's going on here, but that's okay too. That works out well. But Kimberly, me, and Tammy will just enjoy ourselves. We don't need you guys, seriously. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kick off the week. I always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Pretty dull news day, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Boring as heck.
I was
without power for the first part of the day.
You were without power?
Yeah, we got hit with a windstorm Up here. There's some people still without power.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. I live in California. We just do, you know, we lose large masses of land when we have a problem. We don't worry about power at that point.
Oh, yeah. I always love the mudslides. I always wonder why people still insist on living there.
Why? Because we all have the same IQ level, 12. It's just amazing. But again, were you surprised by the indictments today?
Not really. There was not a whole lot of there. And I honestly didn't think there would be. The stuff for Manafort has nothing to do with Trump.
Old. It's old
and the stuff,
stuff
with Papadopoulos it also really has nothing to do with Trump. I mean,
none of this stuff really had anything to do with Trump. Manafort, if you look at the indictment, they go all the way back to 99. They stop at 2014. I'm trying to figure out where in there, what happened? How was Trump involved in any of that?
Well, I'm wondering, he was under investigation in 2014. Why didn't they tell Trump that? Why didn't they tell Trump that? Because he was, going to hire him, whatever. So, I find that interesting.
I do too.
But and then Tony Podesta stepped down. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I saw that. Right. He's packing. He's going to Italy or Greece or someplace like that, I'm sure.
Or he might, who knows if he'll be Clinton suicided.
murder side. Kill the side. It's going to be curious to see what happens when they start thinking. But I don't believe Mueller will do that. I don't believe Mueller will go that deep because there's too many people too close to the Clintons that he could uncover. I don't think he's going to do that. But
wasn't he around when this whole uranium thing went
down? Yeah. Some are saying it also had to pass his eyes to make the deal.
Right. Who knows? But he should have been aware of it given his role. So I find that really interesting as well. And you would think that the FBI would be smart enough to say, whoa, wait a minute. This is uranium, which, is used to make nukes.
Right.
Where are all what's the spider web here going on and how are these all connected?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't seem like, that was done by anybody.
Oh, and they're shipping that stuff out of the country. Who's stopping them? They have no license. They have no permit. They have nothing to move it out of the country. But nobody's getting in their way. Still. This is just craziness. And the craziness continues on. Look, you sent me a link to an ad, which was just amazing. So apparently now, if you're a person that appreciates, understands, and won't put down the Confederacy, then you're part of this group that is out mowing down Latinos, Latinas, whatever, little children. So I want to, if you're paying attention, if you're watching, you're going to get to see the video. If you're not watching, we're going to tell you. Anyhow.
You can hear it.
Can you hear it? You know what happened? You'll be able to hear it. As soon as I press the right button, there you go. Let's see. And you take off the mute. Okay, let's do it the right way. Now, for those of you who can't watch but you're listening, there's a couple of maybe Middle Eastern kids, maybe
there's a Mexican kid,
Hispanic, Mexican kid. There's a bumper sticker on his truck with a Confederate flag.
Run.
That says Gillespie.
And a don't tread on me flag too.
What's that?
And there's a don't tread on me sticker on it too.
Oh, there you go.
Flag.
There you go. On the plate.
Yeah.
So, the impression here, for those who are watching or not watching, is that if you're voting for Gillespie, right, then you're voting for hate. You're voting to wipe out minority kids, if you would. This is sad. This is so sad and so disgusting on so many levels, is it not?
It is, and little girls don't even wear hijabs, for God's sakes. They don't have to wear them until a certain age. This ad is disgusting. It's beyond fear-mongering. It's, in my opinion, it's defamation, but it's beyond pale. I can't even use the correct words to describe what I think about this video, because basically they're saying Gillespie wants to hurt young minority children.
Yeah, non-whites, basically.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to make them out. Yeah.
No, they're saying white people and Gillespie want to hurt minority children, and that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's egregious and disgusting.
And this is put out by the Latino Victory Fund, a Democrat group. And here's the thing about this. They really have a sickness, because this hasn't worked for them in the past. It's not going to work for them now. This hate that they keep putting out there, you know, we hate women, we hate kids, we hate clean water, clean air. I mean, all this stuff they put out, it worked out so well that they lost, these morons lost 36 governorships. They lost 39 houses of legislative houses across the country. Well, what are they not seeing? What are they not figuring out?
They still think that they're smarter than everyone else. Okay, they still think voters are stupid, and this ad perfectly epitomizes the Democrat Party, perfectly, because they think everyone else is the hateful people when it's real. In reality, it's them. They make assumptions about people who dare would vote for a Republican over a Democrat, and they're usually typically wrong about that.
Okay.
And so they just put it all in a video to be disgusting, and hopefully Virginia voters are smarter than that.
I hope they slap them around. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back with Kimberly right after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there as well, and you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You really don't. Let's get right back to it. I got Kimberly Marin joining me, as she does every week, to kick off the week and get us rolling, get us all charged up. Right, Kimberly?
Yep.
Oh, God. And today's the day for you could actually, come on, you could do 3 hours of commentary today just on this debacle, this investigative boondoggle, for lack of a better term, don't you think?
Yeah, it just seems they really were on a witch hunt, and that didn't quite pan out. So they brought charges against people for something completely unrelated who they had already been investigating. Apparently, yeah. This guy, Papadopoulos, I hope I'm saying that right, apparently they arrested him back in July.
Right.
Or we're just hearing about it now. Why?
Because you can't be trusted. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense, right?
Right.
Well, look, I said earlier, I'm going to repeat it now. So, mainstream media, here's their headlines today. Ex-Trump campaign advisor pleads guilty. Manafort indicted for conspiracy and money laundering. Trump advisor lied about Russian dirt. Three former Trump campaign officials charged in Russian probe. You know, if you were to read those coming across your phone, what would you believe them to be? What would you believe them to be saying?
That there is collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. But if you read the actual story, you know there wasn't. None of those things proved that.
No, and when you read the indictments, when you read the act, I mean, God forbid, here's something. Read the indictment.
Yeah. They're not gonna. That's the problem. No. I bang my head against the wall almost every day when I see people just regurgitating what Democrats tell them. And I'm sure it's not all Democrats, but it's all the ones in federal office, for sure. They boldface lie to these people, and the people are like, they're telling the truth. And I'm like, no, they're not, and here are the facts. Facts actually matter. I can't tell you how many times a day I say, facts matter, facts matter, and they don't get it. Because they just listen, they believe these moron politicians.
But they're because in their mind, it's your facts. I think I told you about this once before. The woman that walked out of my show during a break, and she accused me of having my own facts. And I said, no, these are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But
right.
She didn't like that. And she left. She said, well, I didn't come here to argue facts with you. I have my facts. I'm thinking, these are numbers from the government. What do you, don't believe the government all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah, they believe the government when it fits their, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and one story says, I love this one, lawyers say charges send a message to other potential targets, prosecutors aren't bluffing. No, prosecutors are on drugs. They're not bluffing. I mean, there's nothing. Like I started to tell you, I go down the list of what they've done and what they've looked at. There's no way in God's creation they just found this stuff, right? They're looking at evidence from 1999. I'm looking. I got it right in front of my face. 1999, all the way up. It looks like the very last item they have marked is 2014. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how is that tied in to Russian collusion? Where exactly does it all come together? I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's the whole thing. It doesn't. Now, what I'd really like to see is the collusion when it comes to Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation. And if there really was collusion with the Trump campaign, I'd love to see that too. But I don't believe there's any, again, like I said, I don't believe there's any there.
Do you think do you think they filed these charges on Friday because this whole thing with the Russian, the uranium, you think because it was starting to heat up? Do you think they filed this on Friday to try to divert, take some heat off of that?
It did get people talking about this instead.
Right. Right.
Because even left-wing sites were starting to talk about the Uranium One.
Yeah, they were losing it there. They were having a problem. But you look at this stuff and you say, again, they're going to have a heck of a time fighting this. So,
look, when you start peeling back the onion, there's going to be a lot of tears. And they're not necessarily going to be from the side you think they're going to be from.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to talk about the piece I wrote later on, but basically when you start going down, the things they're screaming are collusion. And even Feinstein and some of the higher up Dems say there's no collusion there. There's nothing there. When you look at what they're talking about as collusion, none of it is. Talking to a Russian ambassador, it's not collusion. You know, meeting with somebody.
No, they've all talked to him.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah.
You know.
It isn't collusion. There has to be a conspiracy to collude, to commit or violate a criminal statute. That's not what's going on here. Getting dirt on your opponent is a normal, everyday thing that people do in every election across the country, even your local ones. Okay, what's the dirt? You know? They do it with everyone.
Her team was flying over there to get information on Trump, right? But you won't hear about that. That's not going to be a big deal out of that at all, are they?
No, and if she had won, they would totally have ignored it altogether.
God, it's just amazing. So, let me see if I can find this other one. Here's another news. I love these. As they've been coming by during the day, I've been grabbing them. Okay? Former Trump foreign policy advisor cuts plea deal amidst the Russians offered to funnel dirt on Hillary. Right? You know who that was? That was Papadopoulos. On October 5th. Right? So now they're saying, aha, now he's cooperating with the feds. Things will really start to hit the fan now.
No, they're not, because he was a fringe-level volunteer campaign guy. He wasn't even in the, you know, inner circle of the Trump campaign.
This whole thing is a headache of biblical proportions.
Look, I would love to see them all be taken down. Every single corruptocrat, I would love to see them all be taken down and thrown in prison if they're truly corrupt. But what they're doing, what's amazing, too, is they're getting people for things that they're probably doing themselves.
Oh, always.
You know?
I'm sorry. I'm a believer that that always happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Oh, God. All right. Let's hit on this other one you threw at me, which I think is hilarious. I mean, it's perfect. There was a big draw at a women's march. They were confronting white womanhood. This happened in Detroit. It was a women's convention, an effort by the women's march to keep the pink hats momentum going from January, gathering in Washington, D.C. and around the world. Because we need to fight white womanhood. What happened when it was like all about womanhood? I guess now we break it down to colors? I'm so confused.
Yes. Yes, because, and if you, this is part of the session, this is from this ridiculous conference. For centuries, violence has been done in the name of, and even physically enacted by, white women. It's designed for, the workshop is designed for white women committed to being part of an intersectional feminist movement. I can't roll my eyes far enough behind my head. To unpack the ways white women uphold and benefit from white supremacy. Shut up!
I'm crying over here.
I can't. My can't even button is so broken I can't even fix it. It's ridiculous. It was white women who helped black men gain the vote before white women even had it. Give me a break. These women are so incredibly ignorant, uninformed, and self-loathing. I hope to God they don't reproduce. And I hope to God...
Too late.
No, I really hope they don't. They're just going to raise a generation, a whole new generation of mentally ill children. I don't know what happened to them in their lives that they hate themselves so much, but... They are an embarrassment.
Well, listen. We got to go for a break, but it was so successful that they actually did it the next day again. So I don't know what they're feeding these women. I don't know what they're telling them or how they're making them. Well, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Moran joins me. We're going to go clean off, and we'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website during the breaks. I want you to hear what we have to say otherwise. Head up to the website during the breaks and give me your email address. Right? I send out one email a week and give you an idea of who we're going to have on the show, what we're going to talk about, and you can even buy my stuff. Yes, I hawk stuff in an email. Go figure. Anyway, helps keep the show on the air. You want to head over to the website, click on Patreon, where you're able to join our club. That's right. I'm calling it the PIPs, our politically incorrect posse. That's right. No giggle? Anyway, join the club, seriously, for a cup of coffee. That's right. One lousy, if you go to that expensive place, you go to a cheap place like me, it's two cups of coffee. But you, for the price of one cup of coffee at that expensive place, you can become a PIP. Anyway, head up to the website, grab the information, get involved in the conversation. Let me bring Kimberly Moore in on. She joins me every week to kick off. I'm in a computer mode. To kick off Mondays and get your hearts all revved up and get you rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Joe and the PIPs. Really?
Oh, God. You're older than you say.
right?
I mean, seriously. I like all kinds of music.
You have to be to know who she was. And I never got them anyhow. They were never one of my favorites. So, anyhow. You know what? I'm having a senior moment. Where were we?
You don't know?
Oh, my God. We're done.
I couldn't get past the Pips thing.
Yeah, we're done. That's it. We're done. No, I'm just, actually, what's funny is when we talk during the break, and people, you know, don't know, but when we talk during the break, I start perusing some of the stuff they send me during the show. And, I mean, the news today, we were talking about the women that were fighting white womanhood.
So they hate themselves, yes.
So I'm wondering, I'm trying to figure out, what form of womanhood is totally acceptable, or is there one?
I don't know.
You're not helping me here.
I really can't help you out on this one. These are the kind of women who think it's not a problem for the patriarchy to allow men to redefine womanhood and motherhood because they're trans. So these are the non-feminists who think they're feminists who are destroying feminism. That's who these people are, if you could even get what I just said. I get it in my head.
Their panelists, listen, the panelists, as the picture they put up anyhow, are ready for this one? Two white women and a black woman. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're against white women, did you put them up there for a target? I mean, what point are you trying to make?
These are white women who hate themselves, who have to teach other white women how to hate themselves.
Oh, God.
Linda Sarsour was there. Linda Sarsour, you know, she's the one that wants white women to be submissive and oppressed by Sharia law.
Yeah, she's white too, right? Isn't she?
She's Middle Eastern.
Yeah, but I've seen pictures of her. Is that racist to say that she looked white?
Yeah, I think she uses a lot of really bad makeup. I'm not kidding. I don't understand. I really, truly don't understand why the left is so miserable and why they hate themselves so much. They truly, really, especially white liberals, hate themselves.
They have to. You know,
they do. No, they do. It's not even they have to. That's what they do. They hate themselves, except for, of course, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi, who just thinks she's the cat's meow and has made millions of dollars since being a freaking lowly house rep. Okay? But they hate themselves, so they have to teach other people. You have to hate yourself, too, or you're not a good leftist.
Yeah, but you miss Waters, right? Maxine thinks that all the millennials just love her. Somehow she connects with them all. Just ask her. She'll tell you.
Auntie Maxine! I protested Auntie Maxine when she came to New Hampshire.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, she does think, and they probably do all love her because they're dumb. Dumb. There's no other reason. I just don't understand it. I get that you like certain people. I understand that. I'm a person who doesn't watch TV, so I don't know who TV stars are. But you know what? I think The Rock is hot. I can't even think of his real name right now. But I wouldn't fall all over him and think
Dwayne
he's
Johnson.
Thing.
Does your husband know about this love affair?
Oh, yes, he does, because when I make him, when we're looking through On Demand, and I'm like, okay, let's watch that, The Rock's in it.
Poor guy.
Don't even care if it's a good movie. But no, I can understand that kind of, you know, oh, yeah, whatever. But these people, like, they really think Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and all these other politicians are smart, have their best interests out for them, what they're talking about, and they put them up to, like, hero status, like that numbnuts Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. I tell everybody all the time, I don't care what side you're on, never believe anything a politician tells you. And I have lots of friends who are actually state reps. Never believe anything a politician tells you. Verify and question. And yeah. I don't care who they are.
Listen, though. I want to stick up for Bernie, okay? Because Bernie probably was one of the only ones in the last election that was actually telling the truth. He told you he was a socialist, and he was going to handle things in a socialist way. He didn't hide anything from people. The other ones, you know, they used all the political speak. So I'll give him a little bit of credit there for telling the truth.
Okay, so you know what? And that's why. Okay, no, you're right. That's why. Yeah, but Bernie doesn't have any way to pay for all the stuff he wants to give everybody.
Well, I didn't say what he said made sense. I just said he told the truth. That's all.
Well, so that's why Trump did well with a majority, and Bernie did well with the extreme left, because they both are populists, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I told, when I interviewed Trump before he was running, before he even announced his run, he was up in New Hampshire, because God help us, they come here for like 18 months.
Yeah, I know.
I said to him, you know, I was interviewing him, and I said, you know what? I said, you're like a populist, like Lizzie Warren, only for the right. And Lord knew, I did not know that I really, really was predicting the future. But,
you poked him good, didn't you? You know?
Oh, and it was just off the cuff remark, too. It was just an instant, you know, what I was, yeah.
I hear you. No, no. Hey,
That's how they're popular, yeah.
No, yeah, but they come to New Hampshire for what? The first six votes in the country? I mean, that first town that votes.
Dixville Notch.
There's like, what's that?
Dixville Notch.
Well, I don't care what it's called, but there's like six people that live there, right?
There were six or seven.
We all stay up.
No.
Oh, my God. Let's see if he takes the first city. What?
We're first in the nation. How dare you? We're first in the nation for our, what, two electoral votes? Or maybe it's four. I forget. I think it's two.
I'm not.
But they all come here. Yeah. Both sides. So I thought it was really great the first time, you know, it happened. I was like, this is absolutely fabulous. Because no one ever went to Massachusetts. Because why? They're going to vote blue no matter what.
Right. Yeah, you can't. You have to try really hard to lose that state, right?
Oh, do you know who I got sick of the most? The mailman's son.
Wait a minute. The mailman's son. You got to tell me this one. Why the mailman's son?
John Kasich.
Oh, that mailman's son. I thought you were talking about your mailman's son. I thought he was out front with a Hillary sign dancing around the street or something.
No. They'll be coming here again soon. Oh, my God, for 18 months. It doesn't last like a year or 6 months everywhere else. It lasts like 18 months.
Oh, yeah.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, but think of the privilege.
We went off on a tangent. I don't even know what we were talking about.
They come and hone their message there with you people. So they're not, I would still consider that, maybe not an honor. I don't know what to call it. That wouldn't get us taken off the air. But, yeah, I mean, it's got to be worth something, right?
The thing about here is, a lot of people don't get this in other states, is they're actually going around to little small places, and you can actually meet them face-to-face and talk to them. Yeah. So that's what's good, too. I mean, you should meet these people. Even if you don't like politicians, you should ask them questions. I busted John Kasich asking him a question about Medicaid expansion. So, you know, you can ask them questions. You can meet them, actually talk to them. So, I mean, I guess it's cool that way. It just it seems like it lasts forever here, is what I'm saying.
One of the things I read early on, though, was that Trump would hang around. One of the things that one of the writers said, that Trump would hang around long after all the cameras were off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He would hang out. He would eat with the rest of the people. That kind of stuff. He just loved hanging out and talking to people. Where Hillary wouldn't even pick up the bag from the cashier. She'd just book.
Well, don't even get me started about her. I protested her multiple times. And I got to tell her to her face she deserved to be in prison and not in the White House.
Oh, thank God she didn't win, because your name was on the list. Speaking of which, tell people where they can find you, because we're up against it.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
And in case any of Hillary's friends are listening, just for clarity, Kimberly and I aren't really friends, and I don't know that much about her. And, you know, anyway, Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm John with Senior Host. A lot more coming up the next hour. We're going to learn about the Electoral College, the real Electoral College. We'll be back in, about 8 minutes. Don't go far. Get some coffee and come on right back.